American politics could leave Christians in the Middle East unprotected. What do the World Cup, the Olympics, and Brazil have in common? And a ministry focuses on what it takes to change lives now. We'll explain what that means for one group in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A measure to protect Christians in the Middle East is deadlocked in the U.S. Senate. Tom Doyle, E3 Partners Middle East expert, spoke with us recently about the blockage of this bill.
We're praying for a breakthrough and for our country to stand up for Christians around the world, whatever that looks like.
Now, if passed into law, the bill would create a special envoy to protect religious minorities in the Middle East. Opponents say it duplicates an existing position, the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom.
The last Ambassador at Large proved to be very ineffective and uninvolved.
The position has been empty since October, and the Obama administration has no candidates to fill it. Meanwhile, Doyle says the lack of a U.S. response on this issue carries deadly consequences.
It just encourages more terrorism, more persecution of Christians.
There is something you can do, though. Visit our website to find out. Meanwhile, we're keeping our eye on Ukraine as the situation there remains fragile. Thousands of protesters are in the streets again, but this time they're pushing for alignment with Russia. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, helps six ministries in Ukraine. They're still planning to move forward with a major outreach project despite the unrest. Find more details at our website and pray that this upheaval can be used to share the gospel nationwide. You're listening to Mission Network News. In banking terms, if a three-month investment yielded over 500% return, it'd be making headlines. In ministry terms, it's pretty much the same story. World Mission's Greg Kelly explains what happened when they started targeting some villages in northeast India and Nepal.
Most of these people are totally illiterate, and so we've distributed our solar-powered Bible called The Treasure into this area. And one particular village, there was two known Christians, and one treasure was given to these people. 3 months later, they found 12 Christians.
Because this area is primed and ready, World Mission is focusing on these people this year.
When we send one treasure into Nepal, 144 people will hear the gospel for hours at a time every week. And it takes us $50 to send one treasure in. Our goal in 2014 is to send 2,000 treasures into Nepal.
Will you help? For its lifetime, each unit has the potential to reach 2,000 people with the gospel. We'll link you at our website. Elsewhere, what do the World Cup, the Olympics, and Brazil have in common? Well, millions of people, tourist dollars, and poverty that are combining to make the perfect storm for human trafficking. In fact, Brazil's government estimates that since last year, there's been a 1,500% spike. Reach Global, along with the Brazilian church and their partners, want to be part of the solution. They're sending and mobilizing evangelism and awareness teams now. We can connect you at our website. And it's easy to see God's hand working in a situation like this. Last August, Bethany Christian Services was contacted by the owners of Initials, Inc. They asked to support Bethany's NOW campaign. Proceeds from one of their top-selling items now go to fund that campaign, Pete Kanibia of Bethany says.
I just feel really grateful to God that he led these two women who are incredibly blessed to, you know, want to partner with us, and what a profound difference has been made in such a short period of time.
The difference includes 7 fully funded adoptions, an increase in foster care inquiries, and growth in spiritual possibilities.
We believe that the demonstration of the gospel is happening through not only why we're doing what we're doing, but how we're doing it, and demonstrating to these children that the love of Jesus is real.
Read the full story to see just how they're doing it and how you can get involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, or if you'd like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or sign up for our new and improved e-blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the banner ad, fill out the information, and voila, you're all signed up. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.